This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone funds for self-storage, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Among Opportunity Zone development strategies, self-storage occupies a distinctive niche. Storage facilities have features that some investors find appealing: relatively low operating expenses compared with many property types, and demand that is often considered needs-based and somewhat resilient across economic cycles. People store belongings during moves, downsizing, life transitions, and business needs. Self-storage can be developed as original use property or by a substantial improvement, fitting the OZ program's development orientation. For investors evaluating OZ funds, understanding the self-storage strategy, how it fits, its operating and demand characteristics, the development and substantial improvement requirements, the risks, and how to evaluate a specific self-storage COF is valuable. As always, keep the claims measured. Self-storage carries real development and lease-up risk, demand and returns aren't guaranteed, and the tax-free exclusion only delivers value if the project actually appreciates. This guide walks through each. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment, tax, or legal advice. Self-storage is a niche but notable OZ development strategy. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.